Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue on with our college football discussion with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And Jason, before we went to break, we were talking about the Big 12 Conference and just the criticism the league has received from lacking a title game. You just have to wonder how this is going to impact some of the decisions as they move forward.
I don't know if it will be fixed or resolved in a year. I think a lot of these guys who are making these decisions, who sit behind, big desks, are going to say, I want to see what happens, for the next 2 years or 3 years. Because you got to remember, at one point, people were talking and saying, well, if Alabama loses, and let's say Florida State, they lose somehow too, because they were walking the edge there for a while, could the Big 12? No, it's not possible, is it? They could get two teams into the Final
right.
Four. So at one point he's looking like, oh, man, not having this championship game, it might be the greatest thing ever because we were going to be able to sneak two teams in. But I just think when you look at it, when you step back, I don't know if that possibility is going to be there every year. I don't know if it's going to be as tight every year. Everybody wants to go to eight. Some people are talking, go to six and give, two teams buys. I don't know. I think some of these guys will probably wait a couple years before they do something. But I think ultimately, I think any time you get an opportunity nowadays to go in front of a national television audience and play a quality opponent. Look at Ohio State. They played Wisconsin, who was considered a very, very strong team that kind of had found its way, four or five games into the season and was really playing well. And people were giving Wisconsin a lot of credit. And then Ohio State absolutely just tore them apart. And I think it was easy for the committee to leapfrog put Ohio State into that fourth spot. I'm sure it was difficult for them to drop TCU, but I think it just shows kind of how close those spots were, when you talk about 4, 5, and 6.
The Double Nickel is with us, Jason Peter, with our Under the Helmet segment. We're dissecting, we're breaking it all down, talking about the college football playoff field. It is set. We're looking forward to that. But I have to wonder, Jason, I want to talk to you about this. Does this kind of whet the appetite with conference expansion? I'm thinking to myself, come on back, Nebraska, to the Big 12.
Yeah, I think the money is probably too good up here, with some of the wine and cheese crowd. But a lot of the Nebraska fans would love, I think, to be back in the Big 12. They just, I know it's still new being in the Big 10, but obviously there's a major loss of credibility, at least with football. You look at the Big Ten, and Ohio State is kind of saving everybody's bacon. Urban Meyer has saved, a lot of people, the embarrassment of not having a team probably finish, close to the top 10. You got Michigan State who, we probably thought maybe they were a little better than they actually were, but that's not taking any credit from Mark D'Antoni. He's done a tremendous job up there, and they're usually a pretty solid team, but, the Big Ten doesn't have a national champ in a while, didn't look like they were going to get any closer this year, but Urban has done a tremendous job, the Big Ten Conference as a whole, though, just doesn't look great.
Well, it's going to be an intriguing matchup when you look at Alabama, Ohio State, in terms of the coaching matchup. Nick Saban against Urban Meyer, two great minds.
Yeah, they faced each other, went back in, I think it was 07 or 08, and, obviously the two of them know each other very well. It's going to be exciting. It really is. I think Alabama ultimately just has too much. I know that Ohio State has talent. Since Urban has got there, he has stockpiled it. He has stockpiled it like an SEC team. I just don't know. You talk about, what Saban has done down there and the the train has been going full speed for a while now, you know, down there at Alabama. And guys, it's routine, you know, it's they're used to the way that things are being done in general. Obviously, you bring a guy like Kiffin on, he changes it up a little bit. He's you know, adding a lot of elements to what they do offensively. And they're dangerous. But I think, you know, when you look at Ohio State, they're still figuring it out. I mean, they're still, you know, I don't know if I'm as confident maybe as some Ohio State fans, you know, that now, even though they're with their third string quarterback, that, you know, Nick Saban and you know, Kirby Smart aren't absolutely going to devise some game plan where, you know, this quarterback is looking up at the sky for most of the night. I mean, they're going to come after this guy, and Alabama can get after the quarterback like any other team, you know, that has premier pass rushers. I mean, they kind of pin their ears back and they come. So it'll be interesting to see what Urban's able to do to kind of, you know, slow down that pass rush and give that young quarterback, you know, some time to operate.
What jumps out at you when we talk about the Oregon-the Florida State matchup? Because that's going to be a very competitive game.
I think it's like, you know, I'm thinking, is Florida State going to get it? Are they going to get it? You know, is this, you know, they kind of pushed everything to the limits for an entire season, and you know, all they did was win, and people just kept dropping them, and I mean, you're talking about, you know, football people that were dropping them when you talk about that committee. And you look at Florida State, and you know, they have this quarterback who, you know, already has a Heisman Trophy, and you know, he makes you want to dislike Florida State with a passion. Then they have this head coach who always defends this player, you know, no matter what he does, and he kind of makes you want to hate him even more.
Right, right.
And but they're so talented, and you're thinking they're going to get it, right? They're going to get it. Now, do they get it against Oregon? I don't know. It's tough to prepare for the Oregon offense in 1 week. Well, Florida State's got some time now. And, you know, those coaches, he's got some good coaches on that staff, and I'm sure it will be a good game. But I like Oregon in that game.
Husker, great. Always a pleasure. And, Jay, we look forward to catching up with you next week. You stay warm up there in Lincoln, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.